It can be stressful and sometimes scary to be pulled over by a police officer for a traffic stop. Some local actors, writers, and artists are planning an interactive role-playing event this weekend in Albuquerque for cops and people from the community to come together and to learn about each other and to practice how to avoid conflict. Event organizer and actor Daryl D. Loach spoke with KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel. He works as part of a use of force and crisis intervention trainings for Albuquerque police officers. Sometimes he's playing the role of a person with a drug problem or a mental health issue, giving the officers an opportunity to learn how to deal with people in crisis. This weekend's event will take that role playing a bit further. This time it will be the officers and people from the community who get to act the part.
Hey, Daryl, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So give me a snapshot of what this event is going to look like this weekend.
The idea is to sort of explore the idea of what public safety means. So we have some exercises to sort of bring up those concepts in a very, you know, playful and sort of general way. We also want a writing component. I mean, I'm, again, as an actor and an artist, I'm someone who feels that the arts is the greatest way to communicate around these ideas, to express your fears and confusion, all this stuff. So we're basing it on using those writings to sort of give people the opportunity to understand how someone else might feel. So the idea is to, through these games and exercises, have someone switch shoes with an officer. And vice versa, the officer also gets to sort of hear and see and say from another point of view what some of these problems may be. These are all ways for people to interact with officers and, you know, have fun. I mean, actually, you know, see them in a different way, and also for the officers to see these people within the community in a different way.
What does success for this project look like?
Wow. The other day, well, not too long ago, right after the event that occurred in Nice, France, we had our Summerfest.
The terrorist attack where a man drove a truck and killed dozens of people.
Yeah. Well, the day after that, we had our Summerfest in Nob Hill. And I went to the Summerfest, and it was funny because I'd recently done use of force training with APD. So as I was going and strolling up the street, I was noticed by a lot of the officers that were there guarding the crowd. But I was just sort of realizing the contrast there. They were there and they were doing their job almost invisibly. And the contrast to what happened in France here on, you know, here we are on Route 66. And I felt everyone there felt really safe and comfortable with the police there. And I just feel that that's how it should be all the time. And hopefully, ultimately, it's also to sort of change, you know, some of the negative feelings within law enforcement themselves. I mean, I experience and hear and see a lot of, you know, their frustration. And I just sort of feel like it's an opportunity to hopefully remove some of that from the equation so that we can have a little more honest relationship.
Daryl, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
Daryl D. Loach is an actor and organizer of this Saturday's Community in Conversation Positive Policing event in Albuquerque. He spoke with KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel. Find out more about the time and location of the event on her website, kunm.org.